Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're on top of a world, feeling invincible, and the next minute you're plummeting into a pit of emotions you just don't understand. We all experience it, those highs and lows, the joys and sorrows, the anger and frustration. But what if I told you there's a way to not just ride out these emotional waves, but actually learn to surf them? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Understanding and managing our emotions in a healthy way. It's not about becoming emotionless robots, trust me. It's about developing the awareness and tools to navigate those feelings with more grace, clarity, and resilience. Think of it like this. Emotions are a part of the human experience. They are as natural as breathing. But just like we wouldn't hold our breath for extended periods, we don't want to let our emotions control us either. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional intelligence game. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. Seriously, the first step is recognizing what you're feeling. We often try to suppress or ignore emotions, but that just bottles them up and can lead to bigger problems down the road. Take a moment to check in with yourself. What are you feeling right now? Is it sadness, joy, anger, frustration? Put a name to it. Journaling, meditation, even just taking a few deep breaths can help you get in touch with your inner world. 2. Understand your emotional triggers. Ever notice certain situations or people that tend to push your buttons? Identifying those triggers is crucial. It might be a specific comment, a particular place, or even a certain time of day. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for managing those reactions. Think of it like navigating a minefield. If you know where the danger zones are, you can avoid them. 3. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a Zen master overnight. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're feeling overwhelmed by emotions, take a few deep breaths and focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This can help ground you and bring you back to the here and now. 4. Challenge negative thoughts. We all have those inner voices that whisper negative things, but they are not always accurate. Learn to recognize those thoughts and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Can I reframe this in a more positive or realistic light? 5. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. This is where you get to personalize your emotional toolkit. Find activities that help you manage stress and regulate your emotions, whether it's exercise, spending time in nature, listening to music, reading, or talking to a trusted friend. Okay, let's make this real. Imagine you're at work and your boss just delivered some really tough feedback. You might feel instantly frustrated, maybe even a little embarrassed. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you want to snap back at them. But hold on. Take a deep breath and remember those 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge the feeling, you're frustrated. Understand that this isn't personal, it's probably just a stressful day for your boss too. Practice some mindfulness by focusing on your breathing and the sounds around you. Challenge any negative thoughts like I'm a failure or they hate me. And then, find a healthy coping mechanism to process those emotions. Maybe take a quick walk, listen to an upbeat song, or chat with a supportive colleague. So, remember folks, understanding and managing your emotions isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about cultivating awareness, developing healthy coping mechanisms, and learning to navigate life's emotional waves with more grace and resilience. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And be sure to leave a review, it helps us reach more people on their journey to mental fortitude. Until next time, keep those emotions in check and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.